Who's a Sheffield United fan? Let's bring in the Sheffield United co-chairman, Jim Phipps, then, who is with us on the show tonight. And Jim, we're having some very different opinions. We're having people come on who are very supportive of the team and a little bit frustrated that people are throwing the towel in. It's only 2-1 at the halfway stage in this playoff semi. And we've got people saying, well, do you know what? Even if we win promotion, I want to see the manager sacked and I want to see changes at the club. So what have you got to say to the Sheffield United fans who are listening tonight?
A lot can happen in 90 minutes. There's a lot of football yet to be played this coming Monday, and I think the lads now will. I don't think they're going to feel no pressure. I think that's not quite right, but I do think you can expect us to come out, giving our damnedest to get forward. And you know, the deficit, it's the 1-point deficit. You know, we need a couple to win it. You know, we could wind up in penalties, heaven forbid. But I think there's every reason to withhold our or at least to refrain, not give in to the impulse to be super negative. I think what I saw at the match yesterday was everyone on our side on the pitch giving everything they had. I think there was a great deal of passion exhibited. You know, I think. When Brayford was injured and the substitution was made, I think maybe we were a bit short in the middle and a little tackle free, and that made I think a key to why things didn't work for 20-25 minutes during that second half. I'm not sure that the substitution worked the way it was anticipated. I think putting Basham back maybe.
We have fans ringing up a lot at the moment saying, you know, why didn't Nigel Clough go out and sign centre-halves when it was clearly a need a few weeks ago? Was that something the club was trying to do? Is it something that you should have done as a football club to bring more defenders in?
Look, I think you'll probably never catch me openly second-guessing the recruitments that we've done, the things that we've pursued, or talking about the inside story of what we have worked on, what we are working on. So I've tried to keep a clear record of not commenting on the transfers. I think it's a fair criticism, but at the end of the day, this isn't the time for criticism. We're all essentially sitting in the locker room together in the dressing room waiting to, run out and play the second half of this match, and it's not a time to begin the recriminations. It's a time to, you know, get our heads on straight and pull together and, you know, knock ourselves out. So, you know, I guess I'm maybe temperamentally ill-suited to being negative. I do have my job does require me to be realistic, but I think it's fair to say that we do have a realistic shot on Monday, and while we draw breath, we're going to give it all we got. So,
I'm no doubt you heard Chris a moment ago, Jim, who was saying, "Look, it's a 3-year plan here, and that Nigel Clough is 18 months into it." And while we have fans coming on and saying, I want to see a change of manager, I suppose you could end all of that talk right now by saying whatever happens in the playoffs, this is a 3-year plan and Nigel Clough's going nowhere.
Well, I think, look, the truth about these things, football is a performance-based business, right? So I suppose that everyone will correctly perceive that there are hopes and expectations that need to be met. But I'll tell you straight up that we meant it when we said 3 years. And I'll tell you that I think if you look at our preceding 10 years of history of changing managers every year, basically there's a last year about this time, there was a story put out that highlighted the top 10 clubs in English football for turnover at the manager position. And we were on the list, you know, I don't want to be that club because nobody else on that list was a high performing club. Right. We've got to get some stability in the club. And, you know,
and that means sticking with Nigel Clough, whatever happens on Monday, does it?
I'm not going to be baited into an open discussion about what, what will ultimately be a boardroom discussion. But I think, and I know that you're not trying to bait me, you're just doing your job. But I think the key is that we not let ourselves sort of devolve into a discussion about what's needed next year, when what is needed is a damn good performance on Monday night. And then, God willing, you know, we get another chance to make this right at Wembley.
Now, we've got a few seconds, Jim, before we've got to get to the travel. So a final message then for these Blade supporters. There's this game on Monday. You know, a chance to get to Wembley, which everybody wants to do, and they want to have that opportunity of getting into the playoffs. What would you like to say to them?
Hey, I visited with the players yesterday evening. They want it as bad as you do. A lot can happen in 90 minutes. Let's stick together. Let's get behind the lads, and let's hope for the best on Monday.